Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Moving forward. Welcome, welcome, welcome on this Old Testament Friday. God's word is true. Love the Lord your God. God only wants your love. He wants you to love him. Jesus said it. Wants our love. We got to love our neighbor. We got to love each other. The Lord wants all of you. He wants all of you. The first and greatest commandment, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. But in the time of Moses, it said with all your strength. Jesus said, with all your mind, we've got to love God with every part of who we are. We've got to love God with every part of who we are. Who do you belong to is a question. Who do you belong to? We belong to God. And when we come to the realization who we belong to, everything else to place. When we know who we belong to. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords. Who he is. And he loves you. He loves you. When man counts you out, God says, not today. Not today. Don't leave this earth until God says so. It's not about what people say. He said, she said, they said, woo-woo said. It's about what God said. He is Lord of lords. The God of gods. The Lord of lords. He is our Father. And he loves us. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning with humble hearts of adoration, loving you, God. But you loved us first. You cared about us. You called us your own. All I can say is thank you, Lord, for loving me. Thank you, Lord, for caring about me. Thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be your child. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness. Thank you, Lord, for just being an awesome and great God who cares, who loves, who strengthens, who is absolute and magnificent. You are God of gods and Lord of lords. And you saved my soul. And I can only say thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I say hallelujah in the holy of holies. Holy, holy, holy. are you, Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. There is none like you, God. None like you, Jesus, our Savior. And it's in your name I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to increase as I decrease, Father God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, for you are my strength and my redeemer, Father God. I cannot do this without you. So I lift up this mighty word and give it to you and ask you, Father God, speak through me. In Jesus' name, I present myself to you, Lord. Again, in the name of the Savior, the Master Savior, Christ Jesus, I pray. Amen. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. Today, we are in the book of Deuteronomy, starting in chapter 19. If we do not get to chapter 13, 14, we will grab that on Sunday. But our goal is chapter 9 through chapter 14 of Deuteronomy. And our title this morning is coming out of Deuteronomy chapter 10. Moses keeps telling the children of Israel who God is, what God says. Thus says the Lord. And the question becomes, are you listening? Are you listening? Are you taking this in? Are you allowing it to marinate in your heart? And so that is what we are hoping for, that it's marinating, that it's helping, that it's everything that it needs to be for God's children. So let's get started in our word this morning. And it says, hear, O Israel, you are to cross over the Jordan today and go into the dispossessed nations greater and mightier than yourself. Cities great and fortified up to heaven, a people great and tall, the descendants of the Anakim, whom you know and of whom you heard it said. Who can stand before the descendants of Anak? Therefore, understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes out before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you, so you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you. You shall drive them down and destroy them. God does not play. He doesn't play. And he wants us to know that he is great, that he is mighty, that he is our God, and that he loves us. And he wants us to know that we are special to him. You're special to God. It was a Nephilim. I just had to look up Anak. And it says, who was Anak and did he spawn giants? And it tells us that he did. Who was Anak? And yeah, he did. Many of us may have heard rumors about giants in the Bible. The first one who comes to mind is likely Goliath. But some of us may have heard the term sons of Anak when referencing these giants who roamed the earth in Old Testament. Who exactly was Anak in the Bible? Did he have something to do with the Nephilim, the demon-human hybrids that appeared before and maybe after the time of the flood? While on earth should we know about the Anakim, the sons of Anak? As always, we'll explore this question, and I'm coming out of Christianity.com. Anak, according to this article, was descendant of a man named Arba, Joshua 15 and 13. We don't know much about Arba, but we know a little about Anak. He was considered a great man, but not by moral standards. Most likely he was considered great for his appearance, his physical prowess. We're not given many explicit details about him. We know many giants descended from Anak. We get this detail from the passage from Deuteronomy. And we're talking about, and it was in Deuteronomy chapter 2 and Numbers 13. We know before Anak was born, the sons of God went to the daughters of humans and had children. And they're talking that this, he may be a descendant, the Nephilim. And so that is just kind of a little overview of Anak, that he possibly was a descendant of the Nephilim, which God wiped off the face of the earth when he destroyed it with the flood. But as we all know, the sneaky snake and his fallen angels can do some dirt, and they may, you know, God cleanses the earth, and the enemy comes and puts a whole bunch of more mess in its place. But we also know that God will clean it up. And so they talked about descendants of Anak, which means they were giants. And, you know, we don't want to talk about that now, and archaeologists hide it when they find stuff like that, when all we have to do is say, dude, we already know about giants. We're not afraid. We know who they are. We've read it in our word. We know history. You know, so many times folks try to hide stuff where all you have to do is go to the word of God and everything they're trying to hide, because they don't want to show where the Bible is a history book. They will lie. They will hide. They will cheat. They will not tell you stuff. But we already know the giants existed in the days of old, because why? The word of God tells us so. It says, therefore, understand today that the Lord your God is he who goes over before you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and bring them down before you, so you shall drive them out and destroy them quickly, as the Lord has said to you in your heart, after the Lord your God has cast them out before you, saying, because of my righteousness, the Lord has brought me in to possess the land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is driving them out from before you. It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you shall go in to possess their land, but because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord your God drives them out from before you, and that he may fulfill the word which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Therefore, understand that the Lord your God is not giving you this good land to possess because of your righteousness, or you are a stiff-necked people. God didn't play. He told you who you were, how you were, and it was the truth. A stiff-necked people. Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to wrath in the wilderness, from the day that you departed from the land of Egypt until you came to this place. You have been rebellious against the Lord. Also, in Horeb, you provoked the Lord to wrath, so that the Lord was angry enough with you to have destroyed you. When I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. Then the Lord delivered to me two tablets of stone written with the finger of God. And on them were all the words which the Lord had spoken to you on the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord said to me, arise and go down quickly from here, for your people whom you brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made themselves a golden image, the doggone calf, and made of gold. Come on now. Furthermore, the Lord spoke to me saying, I have seen this people, and indeed they are a stiff-necked people. Let me alone, and that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. You know, God was like, hold me back. Remember how back in the day when kids wanted to fight, and one of them said, you better hold me back. That was God telling Moses, you better hold me back because I'm about to tear them up. Stiff-necked, hard-headed folks. You know, don't want to do what they're supposed to. But we didn't think he was coming back. You know what they say? Whew. Verse number 15. So I turned and came down from the mountain, and the mountain burned with fire, and the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. And I looked, and behold, you had sinned against the Lord your God, had made for yourselves a molded calf. You had turned aside quickly from the way which the Lord had commanded you. Then I took the two tablets and threw them out of my two hands and broke them before your eyes. And I fell down before the Lord as at the 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water because of all your sins, which you committed in doing wickedly in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. For I was afraid of the anger and have displeased and hot displeasure with which the Lord was angry with you to destroy you. But the Lord listened to me at that time also. And the Lord was very angry with Aaron and would have destroyed him. So I prayed for Aaron also at that same time. Then I took your sin, the calf which you had made, and burned it with fire and crushed it and ground it very small until it was fine as dust, and I threw its dust into the brook that descended from the mountain, also at Deborah and Massa and Kibroth, Hatavah, and you provoked the Lord to wrath. Likewise, when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, saying, go up and possess the land which I have given you. Then you rebelled against the commandment of the Lord your God, and you did not believe him, nor obey him, nor obey his voice. You have been rebellious against the Lord until the day that I knew you, from the day that I knew you. Thus I prostrated myself before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights. I kept prostrating myself before the Lord and said, he would destroy, as the Lord had said, he would destroy you. Therefore, I prayed to the Lord and said, oh, Lord God, do not destroy your people, but your inheritance whom you have redeemed through your greatness, whom you have brought out of Egypt with a mighty hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not look on the stubbornness of this people or on their wickedness, on their sin, lest the land for which you brought us should say, because the Lord was not able to bring them to the land which he promised them, and because he hated them, he brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. Yet they are your people and your inheritance whom you brought out by your mighty power and by your outstretched arm. And when we go back to Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 6, the Lord your God is not giving you this good land to possess because of your righteousness. But you are a stiff-necked people. The Lord does not shower us with his love because we deserve it, but because he is gracious and loving. God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5 and 8. while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Perfect, not good, stiff-necked, hard-headed, don't want to do what God said do. That's who we are. But by Christ's death on the cross, God gave us an opportunity to change. Christ died for us while we were still sinners. Praise God. Praise God. And for our church announcements, we are coming out of the Charles F. Stanley Life Principle Bible, Daily Bible, Biblical Principles for Each Day of the Year. And again, I'm not paid by Dr. Stanley or his ministry to hawk a Bible, but I tell you this, this Bible is one of the best Bibles to have in your biblical arsenal. So if you do not have this Bible and you would like to read the Bible in 1 year, get this Bible. This is our second year reading it from January to December. And I tell you, it has been eye-opening. It is everything that it's supposed to be. I'm coming out of New King James, but they do have King James versions. And I tell you, it is the best Bible to put in your biblical arsenal. The life lessons will enlighten you. The questions will make you say, and think. You know, Dr. Stanley has done a fantastic job. And I know it was by God's grace. I know that God spoke to this man. All you have to do is read it, and it just does something to your spirit. So a word of the day, buy this Bible. Get it and join us. You know, we are here every day, 7 o'clock a.m., Sunday through Friday. Next week, my announcement is for next week. I will have my grandchildren again, and my grandson goes back to school, so he has to be at school at 8 o'clock. So we will be broadcasting next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 6 a.m. From 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. will be our show for next week, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Thursday, Friday, we'll be back to normal. Sunday will be normal. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 6 a.m. is when we will be broadcasting. So church announcement, back to the word. And it says in chapter 10 of the book of Deuteronomy, and this is also where our title is coming from this morning. And the title for today is The Lord. Just filled up. The Lord your God is God of gods. God of gods. And Lord of lords. Praise the Lord. Just a little flick. Let's go. And it says, at that time the Lord said to me, Hold for yourself two tablets of stone, and if you like dig for yourself two tablets of stone like the first, and come up to me on the mountain and make yourself an ark of wood, and I will write on the tablets the words that were in on the first tablet which you broke, and you shall put them in the ark. Now he's making the Ark of the Covenant. So I made an ark of acacia wood, hewed two tablets of stone like the first, and went up to the mountain, having the two tablets in my hand. And he wrote on the tablets, according to the first writing, the Ten Commandments, which the Lord had spoken to you in the mountain, from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them to me. Then I turned and came down from the mountain and put the tablets in the ark which I have made, and there they are, just as the Lord commanded me. Now the children of Israel journeyed from the wells of Bene Tekan to Moserah, where Aaron died and where he was buried, and Eleazar his son ministered as priest in his stead. From there they journeyed to Gadesh Godah, and from God Godah to Jotbatha, a land of rivers of water. At that time the Lord separated the tribe of Levi to bear the ark of the covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord, to minister to him, and to bless in his name. To this day, therefore, Levi has no portion nor inheritance with his brethren. The Lord is his inheritance, just as the Lord your God promised him. As at the first time I stayed in the mountain 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord also heard me at that time, and the Lord chose not to destroy you. Then the Lord said to me, arise, begin your journey before the people, that they may go in and possess the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today, for your good. Indeed, heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God. Of all this is in it. The Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, you above all peoples, as it is this day. Therefore, circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. Circumcise. I got to read that again. Be cut off. Cut off the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. Get rid of all that stuff that's not a God from you. For the Lord your God is God of gods. That's our title for today. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords. Hallelujah. I'll read it again. The Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome. Who shows no partiality, not takes a bribe. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow, and loves the stranger, giving him food. Did you catch that? God is not building walls to keep people out. That's not of God. And I'm saying it to those who try to claim they love God but can hate a stranger, can hate everything and everybody that don't look like them. Ooh, Lord. Ooh. God is speaking this. What did the Lord say? Not what man says. Not what anybody says. Not about walls being built. God was a tearer down a wall. What did he say? Therefore, love the stranger. For you were strangers in the land of Egypt. You shall fear the Lord your God. You shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oath in his name. He is your praise. Oh, hallelujah. He is your God who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. And a Deuteronomy 10:12 life lesson from Dr. Stanley. What does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord? Moses gives a condensed version of the law. Fear God, walk in God's way, love God, serve God wholeheartedly, obey God, all those who walk like this. Hallelujah. Are you feeling blessed today? I sure am. I know that I'm getting ready to get what I need. Hallelujah. I know that my daddy God has got me covered. from the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I know I am covered by the blood of Jesus. What does God require of us is a question this morning. Sometimes God commands are as clear as the sun on a cloudless day. However, at times, what he instructs you to do may seem as difficult as capturing the sun and putting it in your pocket. It's an impossible task. The Israelites faced this dilemma when they stood on the verge of entering Canaan. God commanded that they take the land of promise by war. But after 40 years of wandering, no doubt they wondered if they had what it took to wage a successful campaign. Yet they were missing the point of the relationship they had with God. In Deuteronomy 10:12-13, Moses admonished, "What does the Lord your God require of you? But you fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I commanded you today for your good." God did not expect them to have a perfect battle plan. He simply wanted them to love him. He did not ask them to win the war at any cost. He told them to simply trust his ways and obey his commands. Moses understood that Israel could not be under God's protection without obedience and faith. Can you hear that? Obedience and faith. Without love for the one they were following, you must understand that as well. God is not an impossible taskmaster. He won't set you up to fail. Rather, he is your loving God who is making a way for you through whatever challenges you face. Your responsibility is to walk in his way. Micah 6:8 explains, "He has shown you, oh man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with your God." What does that mean? It means that you are to exhibit the character of Christ, respectfully accepting God's instructions and serving him out of love. Understand that God wants to have a deep and abiding relationship with you, and he gladly prepares and empowers you for whatever he expects of you. The more you understand his ways, the more you're going to love him and want to obey him. If you want to serve God and if you desire his protection, you must know him, love him, and obey him. And no matter how difficult the challenges that arise, God will help you. In his will is the safest place for you to be. So do not fear, for he is with you. He will give you the strength you need when you trust him and do what he says. Can the church say amen? Hallelujah. Can the church say amen this morning? The Lord God is speaking. The question is, are we listening? Deuteronomy 11. "Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always. Know today that I do not speak with your children who have not known and who have not seen the chastening of the Lord your God, his greatness and his mighty hand and his outstretched arm, his signs and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and to all his land, what he did to the army of Egypt, to the horses and their chariots, how he made the waters of the Red Sea overflow them as they pursued you, and how the Lord has destroyed them to this day, what he did for you in the wilderness until you came to this place, and what he did to Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, the sons of Reuben, how the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, their household, their tents, and all the substance that was in their possession in the midst of Israel. But your eyes have seen every great act of the Lord which you did. Therefore you shall keep every commandment which I command you today, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land which you cross over to possess, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord swore to give your fathers, to them and their descendants, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land which you go to possess is not like the land of Egypt from which you have come, where you sowed your seed and watered it by foot as a vegetable garden. But the land which you cross over to possess is a land of hills and valleys which drink water from the rain of heaven. Oh, praise the Lord. A land for which the Lord your God cares. The eyes of the Lord your God are always on it from the beginning of the year to the very end of the year. And it shall be that if you honestly obey my commandments, which I command you today, to love the Lord your God and serve him with all your heart and with all your soul, then I will give you the rain for your land and its season, the early rain and the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain, your new wine and your oil. And I will send grass in your fields for your livestock, that you may eat and be filled. Take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived, and you turn aside and serve other gods and worship them, lest the Lord's anger be aroused against you, and he shut up heaven so that there is no rain, and the land yield no produce, and you perish quickly from the good land which the Lord has given you. Therefore you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand. They shall be as a frontlet between your eyes. You shall teach them to children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. And you shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates, that your days and the days of your children may be multiplied in the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers to give them, like the days of the heavens above and the earth, above the earth. But if you carefully keep all these commandments, which I command you to do, to love the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to all the Lord will drive out these nations from before you, and you will dispossess greater and mightier nations than yourselves. Every place on which your soles of your feet trod shall be yours, from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the rivers to the river Euphrates, even to western sea, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand against you. The Lord your God will put the dread of you and the fear of you upon all the land where you tread, just as he has said to you. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God. But turn aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods which you have not known. Now it shall be, when the Lord your God has brought you into the land which you go to possess, that you shall put the blessing on Mount Gerizim and the curse on Mount Ebal, and they not on side of the Jordan. Are they not on the other side of the Jordan, toward the setting sun in the land of the Canaanites, who dwell in the plain opposite Gilgal, beside the terebinth trees of Morah? For you will cross over the Jordan and go in to possess the land which the Lord your God has given you. And you will possess it and dwell in it. And you will be careful to observe all the statutes and judgments which I said before you today. And if we go back to Deuteronomy 11, verses 13 through 14, if you earnestly obey my commandments, then I will give you the rain for your land in its season. Our God provides for those who love him and who obey his commandments. In today's uncertain world, it's good to be in the hands of a loving God who knows what we need before we even ask him for it. Deuteronomy 11:16, take heed to yourselves, lest your heart be deceived and you turn aside and serve other gods. Most people do not simply wake up one day and decide to abandon God. Deception usually plays a large role, just as it did in Eden, just as it will at the end of time. Genesis chapter 3, Matthew 24 and 5. The Lord tells us to be not deceived. We got to be careful of what we are doing. Watch as well as pray. Be not deceived. 12, these are the statutes and judgments which you shall be careful to observe in the land which the Lord God of your fathers is giving you to possess all the days that you live on the earth. You shall utterly destroy all the places where the nations which you shall depossess serve their gods on the high mountains and on the hills and under every green tree. And you shall destroy their altars, break their sacred pillars, and burn their wooden images with fire. You shall cut down the carved images of their gods and destroy their names from that place. You shall not worship the Lord your God with such things, but you shall seek the place where the Lord your God chooses out of all your tribes to put his name for his dwelling place. And there you shall go there. You shall take your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes. Did y'all catch that? Your tithes in the word in Deuteronomy, your tithes, come on now, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hands, your vowed offerings, your freewill offerings, and the firstborn of your herds and flocks. And there you shall eat before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice in all to which you have put your hands, you and your household in which the Lord your God has blessed you. You shall not at all do as we are doing here today. Every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. But as yet you have not come to the rest and the inheritance which the Lord your God has given you. But when you cross over the Jordan and dwell in the land which the Lord your God has given you to inherit, and he gives you rest from all your enemies around about, so that you dwell in safety, then there will be the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. There you shall bring all that I command you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice offerings which you vow to the Lord. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, your male and female servants, and the Levite who is within your gates, since he has no portion nor inheritance with you. Take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offering in every place that you see, but which the Lord chooses in one of your tribes where you shall offer your burnt offering. And there you shall do all that I command you. However, you may slaughter and eat meat within all your gates, whatever your heart desires, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you. The unclean and the clean may eat of it. Okay, wait a minute. Let me go back here, because you have folks that talk about this. So let's go back and look at this real quick one more time. However, you may slaughter and eat meat within all your gates, whatever your heart desires, according to the blessing of the Lord your God, which he has given you, the unclean and the clean may eat of it, of the gazelle and the deer alike. Only you shall not eat the blood. You shall pour it on the earth like water. you may not eat within your gates the tithe of your grain, or your new wine, or your oil, or the firstborn of your herd, or your flock, of any your offerings which you vow, of your freewill offerings, or of the heave offerings of your hands. But you may eat them before the Lord your God, in the place which the Lord your God chooses, you and your son, your daughter, your male servant, and your female servant, and the Levite who is within your gates, and you shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all to which you put your hand. Take heed to yourselves that you do not forsake the Levite as long as you live in your land. It says, when the Lord your God enlarges your borders as he has promised you, and you say, let me eat meat because you long to eat meat, you may eat as much meat as your heart desires. If the place where the Lord your God chooses to put his name is too far from you, then you may slaughter from your herd and from your flock, which the Lord has given you, just as I have commanded you. And you may eat within your gates as much as your heart desires, just as the gazelle and the deer are, so you may eat them. The unclean and the clean alike may eat them. Only be sure that you do not eat the blood, for the blood is the life. You may not eat the life with the meat. You shall not eat it. You shall pour it on the earth like water. You shall not eat it, that it may be go well with you and your children after you. When you do what is right in the sight of the Lord, only the holy things which you have in your vowed offerings, you shall take and go to the place where the Lord chooses, and you shall offer your burnt offerings, the meat and the blood, on the altar of the Lord your God, and the blood of your sacrifice shall be poured out on the altar of the Lord your God, and you shall eat the meat. Observe and obey all these words which I command you, that it may go well with you and your children after you forever, when you do what is good and right in the sight of the Lord your God. When the Lord your God cuts off from before you the nations which you go to depossess, you displace them and dwell in their land. Take heed to yourself that you are not ensnared to follow them after they are destroyed from before you, and that you do not inquire, how did these nations serve their gods? I also will do likewise. You shall not worship the Lord your God in that way, for every abomination to the Lord which he hates, they have done to their gods, for they burned even their sons and daughters in the fire to their gods. Whatever I command you, be careful to observe it. You shall not add to it, nor take away from it. And the word that God gave in Deuteronomy 12, for you shall not worship the Lord your God with such things. All worship is not godly worship. Catch that. Thank you, Dr. Stanley. God calls us to worship him in spirit and in truth, and not all forms of worship fit his criteria. And he tells us, you shall rejoice before the Lord your God in all to which you put your hands. God wants a happy people who rejoice in all they do, not a dire company of saints who focuses on all the evil in the world. Oneness with God produces peace and joy, not chaos and grumbling. Woo! That's a word. Deuteronomy chapter 13. If these arises among you, a prophet or a dreamer, catch this, family. This is one of those words. Catch it in your heart, because we got to be very, very careful. And it says, if these arise among you, a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder, and the sign of the wonder comes to pass of which he spoke to you, saying, let us go after other gods, which you have not known, and let us serve them. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams. For the Lord your God is testing you to know whether you love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. You shall walk after the Lord your God and fear him and keep his commandments and obey his voice. You shall serve him and hold fast to him, But that prophet or that dreamer of dreams shall be put to death because he has spoken in order to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt and redeemed you from the house of bondage, to entice you from the way in which the Lord your God commanded you to walk, so you shall put away the evil from your midst. If your brother and son of your mother, your son or your daughter, the wife of your bosom, or your friend who is as your own soul secretly entices you, saying, let us go and serve other gods which you have not known, neither you nor your fathers, of the gods of the people which are all around you, near to you, are far off from you, from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. You shall not consent to him or listen to him, nor shall your eyes pity him, nor shall you consent to him or listen to him, nor shall your eye pity him, nor shall you spare him or consent him, for you shall surely kill him. Your hand shall be first against him to put him to death, and afterwards the hand of all the people. And you shall stone him with stones until he dies, because he sought to entice you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. So all Israel shall hear and fear, and not again do such wickedness as this among you. If you hear someone in one of your cities, which the Lord your God gives you to dwell in, say, corrupt men have gone out from among you and enticed the inhabitants of your city, saying, let us go and serve other gods, some little g's, which you have not known, then you shall inquire, search out, and ask diligently. And if it is indeed true and certain that such an abomination was committed among you, you shall surely strike the inhabitants of that city with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying it, all that is in it and its livestock, with the edge of the sword, and you shall gather all its splinters into the middle of the street and completely burn with fire the city and all its splendor for the Lord your God. It shall be as deep forever. It shall not be built again. So none of the accursed things, shall remain in your hand, that the Lord may turn from the fierceness of its anger and show you mercy, have compassion on you, and multiply you just as he swore to your fathers, because you have listened to the voice of the Lord your God to keep all his commandments, which I command you today, to do what is right in the eyes of the Lord your God. And it's Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 3. You shall not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer of dreams, for the Lord your God is testing you. God still tests us. Are we passing the test? Not always. And it says, a miracle is no proof of God's involvement. Pharaoh's magicians reproduced some of God's plagues. See Genesis 7, 11, and 22. And similar things will happen in the future. See 2 Thessalonians 2 and 9. The real test is, does it honor God? Anything we do, does it honor God? That is your test for anything, any miracles, any signs, and any wonders. Does it honor God? You are the children of the Lord your God, chapter 14. You shall not cut yourselves nor shave the front of your head for the dead. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. You shall not eat any detestable things. These are the animals which you may eat: the ox, the sheep, the goat, the deer, the gazelle, the roe deer, the wild goat, the mountain goat, the antelope, and the mountain sheep. And you may animal with cloven hooves, having the hooves split into two parts, and that claws and the curd among the animals. Nevertheless, of those that chew the curd, I have cloven hooves, you shall not eat such as these: the camel, the hare, you don't eat the rabbit, air and the rocks herod, for they chew the curd, but do not have cloven hooves. They are unclean for you. Also the swine is unclean for you, because it has cloven hooves, yet does not chew the curd. You shall not eat their flesh or touch their dead carcass. These you may eat of all that are in the waters. You may eat all that have fins and scales. And whatever does not have fins and scales, you shall not eat. It is unclean for you. Don't be eating that lobster, folks, and them crab legs. Oops. All clean birds you may eat. Ooh, the shrimp, too, can't have that. But these you shall not eat. The eagle, the vulture, the buzzard, the red kite, the falcon, the kite after the kind, every raven after its kind, the ostrich, the short-eared owl, the seagull, and the hawk after their kind, the little owl, the screech owl, the white owl, the jackdaw, the greenhorn, crow, vulture, the fisher owl, the stork, the heron after its kind, and the whoopee, and the bat. Also, every creeping thing that flies is unclean for you. They shall not be eaten. You may eat all clean birds. You shall not eat anything that dies of itself, and you may give it to the alien who is within your gate, and he may eat it, or you may sell it to the foreigner. For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. You shall not boil a young goat in its mother's milk. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain that the field produces year by year, and that you shall eat before the Lord your God in the place where he chooses to make his name, aside the tithe of your grain and your new wine, and your oil, the firstborn of your herds and your flock, that you may learn to fear the Lord your God always. But if the journey is too long for you, so that you are not able to carry the tithe, or if the place where the Lord your God chooses to put your name is too far from you, when the Lord your God has blessed you, then you shall exchange it for money. Take the money in your hand and go to the place which the Lord your God chooses, and you shall spend that money for whatever your heart desires, for oxen or sheep, for wine or similar drink. For whatever your heart desires, you shall eat these before the Lord your God, and you shall rejoice, you and your household. You shall not forsake the Levite who is within your gates, for he has no part nor inheritance with you. At the end of every third year, you shall bring out the tithe of your produce of that year and store it up within your gates. And the Levite, because he has no portion nor inheritance with you, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow who are within your gates may come and eat and be satisfied, that the Lord your God may bless you in all the works of your hand which you do. And that is our word for today. And I thank God that he got us through it all. Hallelujah. And before we get out of here this morning, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn. Day that the Lord has made. Her word for today is this: the safest place in the world is to be in the will of God. All up in our lesson this morning, as she usually is. And all I can say to all of you is thank you for joining me this morning. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords. Let us never forget who our Father is. Thank you so much, family, for joining me this morning. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from each other. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and wonderful day in the Lord. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords. Have a blessed day, Lord. Thank you for again this day. We are rejoicing in it. And I say to all of you, thank you. May God bless you. Please join me again on Sunday as we go through the word of God. And we will be in Psalms, Proverbs, and the book of Luke. Whew, it's a word. Thank you so much. God bless you all. It's a wrap.